Welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. It is Friday, February 3rd, right here on Jocks 94.5. Arrest warrant issued for Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon. Situation does not look great for him. Allegedly pointed a gun at a female in Cincinnati. Not a good idea. Pointing a gun at anybody, bad idea.
Bad.
So we'll see how the Bengals handle that. We'll keep you up on it. We know who handles real estate and who handles it well. It's Gusty Gulas of the Gusty Gulas Group. Why? Brokered by eXp Realty. Hundreds of buyers right there ready to buy. Gusty is confident that his sales techniques are going to be able to help you. They've helped my family. Gusty invests thousands of dollars in the latest tools like social media networks, photographers. You see him on Facebook, Instagram, right here on the radio. He markets, and he knows that marketing is a crucial part of the real estate success. And you can trust Gusty's aggressive and proven selling system. He's got what it takes to attract hundreds of qualified buyers who are going to want your home. And if you want a home, he knows which homes are going to hit the market before they do. It's because he serves more than 3,000 home buyers and sellers in the greater Birmingham area. A lot of different reasons for all your real estate needs, GMAC, that it's got to be Gusty Gulas and the Gusty Gulas Group.
Yeah, check the reviews. 800-plus five-star Google reviews. And they just continue to flow in because people continue to have a great experience. Like when Clint and Maya already sold their Southside bungalow, they called the Gusty Gulas Group. He put together a game plan and a timeline to give the sellers some homework to get the job done around their house to be picture perfect and show ready. And then they were aggressive with their go-to-market strategy. And he was able to generate multiple offers, get them under contract in just 3 days for $18,000 over the list price. So Google Gusty Gulas Group, check out the reviews, or go straight to the site, GustyGulasGroup.com. That's GustyGulasGroup.com, and start packing.
He joins us each and every Friday thanks to our friends at Craneworks. It's former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, Craneworks, Rentalworks, yeah! Big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on McElroy and Kubelik in the Morning is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. Now, John Parker Wilson.
John Parker, always great having you in on a Friday. Talking Tommy Reese is potentially the next offensive coordinator at Alabama. Just break down his style, what you like about it, and how he coaches offense. If he does end up being the Alabama offensive coordinator.
Love it, guys. Hey, happy Friday to y'all. So we get some coordinator news. Tommy Reese. I feel old is the first thing I think of. We got guys that are younger than us now, Greg, that are coordinators or potentially coordinators in the SEC. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. I think,
don't lump me in with you. I'm a baby compared to you. You're ancient.
Right. You're like 2 years younger than me. maybe 2 years. Cole, on the other hand, that's a different story.
Grandpa.
Grandpa, that's okay. We need old Uncle Cole. You can have it. You gotta love it. Look, he's been in a big time program. I think he's been assistant coach there since like 2017. So, young guy, but, coaching at somewhere like Notre Dame, I think it's important, especially coming to a place like Alabama. It's a big program, a lot of pressure on you. And I think, we've seen younger type guys come into the program before and have success. I think, Lane Kiffin wasn't necessarily young when he became the coordinator at Alabama, but came in did a lot of innovative things. So I think there could be potentially, this could be a really good thing. If he's coordinator or not, I think there's a lot of positives that come when you get new ideas coming to the building from a different conference. You get a fresh look at things and, a new voice talking to the player. So I'm excited about him or whoever it's going to be. I think this would be a good pick, but we'll see how it plays out.
What about he's been a guy that's obviously very committed to the run game. What do you think about the possibilities of, this kind of changing what we've known Alabama's offense to be the last couple of years?
Yeah. I think when you come to Alabama, when you become a coordinator for Coach Saban, or really for any coach that's been established that's got his system, you bring in your ideas, right? you bring in your playbook, you bring in what you've learned and your thoughts. But at the end of the day, the head coach is really going to dictate which direction the offense is going to head or which direction the defense is going to head. So I think, you know, the run game is obviously important. I think a lot of Alabama fans would be happy to see that. I know Cole would be happy to see more run game in any games and any films that he's watching, which I agree. I think, you know, that brings a level of mentality. It brings a level of intensity that you just don't get with a passing game. But that being said, this is we're in a day and age where you got to score points. You got to score points, and you got to put up, you know, 40 points to win, night in and night out. So I think, you know, I think wherever you go, if you're a coordinator, if I'm a coordinator, I go and I put in the offense, I put in the scheme, I adapt my scheme to the players that I have. And I think especially in college, that's the biggest thing you have to do, because guys change so much. You get recruits in, you think he's player X, and he's really, you know, as he gets in the college level, he's something different. So you've got to change and adapt to who you got. I think that's the most important trait that a coordinator's got to have in college, is being able to adapt to the players that he has around him. So I think having a physical run type background is important, especially at Alabama. You know, it's something that I think we've done well, and I think that we could adapt to in the future. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
What would you think of the personnel that's there now? Because the first thing I thought of is, I think Alabama would be in good shape from a running back perspective. We talked about Tyler Booker a little bit in the first portion of the show. Obviously, the rest of the offensive line would have a little bit of ways to go. But if that's the direction that it did go, the personnel that's there for Alabama, how that part would fit.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, we got Roydell Williams coming back. I think he's a really good running back. He'll be a veteran. I really like his running style. I think he's a guy that we've seen from Alabama in the past, that, you know, he's second, third, fourth on the depth chart. And then when he gets his chance, you get in and you're like, wow, this guy's really good. Like, he should have been carrying the ball 20 times a game last year, but he had some studs in front of him where he didn't get the opportunity. So I think he's that type of player that can get in and that can be a number one back. He's physical. He runs downhill. He's faster than we give him credit for. I think he can, you know, run between the tackles. He can get outside and stretch the defense. Marion Miller, he's a guy that we saw last year too, that came in at the end of the games that you know, didn't get a lot of reps during normal times, but man, this guy, he came in and every time he touched the ball, I felt like he was busting a 30-yard run, or he was getting by the defense. He came in, you know, a smaller guy, 5'10", but runs really hard, runs really fast. You know, I think the running back room for Alabama is strong. I think, you know, it's going to be, you know, With a new offensive line, a lot of people changing up front on offensive line for Alabama, so that's going to be the biggest thing. I think running backs get in there. We're recruiting really good guys, but how the guys play out up front is going to be obviously important to them. And then, you know, if you're going to come in and run the ball, you got to have wideouts. You got to be able to throw the ball. You got to be able to be two dimensional on offense. And you know, that's probably going to be with the offensive line, that's going to be probably the biggest question mark, the biggest thing to look to next year, is who's filling in at wide receiver, because there's a lot of guys leaving. There's a lot of young guys. We saw some Isaiah Bond and Kendrick Law emerge later in the season for Alabama, but we obviously have to replace a lot at wide receiver too.
When you look at the quarterback competition that is coming, does Tommy Rees potentially being the guy give you the impression that it might be a little bit more pro-style desire? Or do you think Tommy Rees, because he did have Tyler Buchner this year, Buckner's a great runner. Do you think Tommy Rees, it is really no indicator of the direction they're going to go with this upcoming competition?
No, I don't think that you pick a coordinator here in February with a quarterback battle that's going to play out during spring ball, during summer, during training camp, because even if you do run this offense this year, in 2 years it's going to be a different quarterback. So you want to have somebody that's got longevity that can have a pro style offense, that can have a dual threat type offense, can run an RPO offense, that can kind of do it all. I think that's going to be important for this coordinator, whoever comes in, that's going to have packages for whoever the quarterback's going to be, because the quarterback might be Jalen Milroe to start, but there's, you've got to have a backup plan the second snap of the season in case he gets hurt, right? You've got to be able to prepare for both quarterbacks, for both style offenses. I think Ty Simpson, runs the ball well enough. I think he's an athletic guy that can run a dual threat offense. So whether it's Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson, I think their offenses are similar, not probably necessarily the exact same offense, but I think you pick a coordinator that can do both, that can adapt to what he's got, and whether it's Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson or somebody else, you've got to come in and you've got to play to their strengths. Coordinator might have the best packages in the world. He might have the best play calls that ever existed. But if your quarterback, if your wide receivers, if your running back, offensive line can't fit in that package, it doesn't matter how smart you are or what package you have, you've got to be able to play to their strengths. And that's what Tommy Rees or whoever comes in has got to be able to do, is say, okay, here's the guys. How do I make them successful? How do I make them productive? And how do we score points? And just be able to mold and shape those guys the kind of the way you want to be, but you've got to play to their strengths while you're doing it.
John Parker, always great stuff. And we know, as always, you're brought to us by Craneworks.
And Craneworks has offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. Craneworks is the Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery moving, or rigging project. And don't forget the rental division with the qualified operators for all their equipment, including aerial and earth moving equipment, and wasteworksusa.com for all your residential, commercial, roll-off, dumpster needs. Check out the full lineup at craneworks.com.
We'll catch up next week, John Parker. Always appreciate the time. Have a good weekend.
See you guys.
John Parker Wilson joining us on the Bud Light Hotline, carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there. John Parker always joining us. Thanks to our friends at Craneworks. When we come back, more of your calls, 800-239-9569. Your feedback via Twitter, at Mac and Cube, on the potential of Tommy Rees being hired as the new Alabama offensive coordinator. That's next right here on Mac and Cube in the Morning.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.